This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of people took to the streets of Burkina Faso's capital on Saturday to call for a tougher government response to a wave of jihadist attacks that has destabilized the West African country in recent years. Some traveled hundreds of kilometers to attend the opposition-led demonstration in Ouagadougou, where protesters waved the red and green Burkinabe flag and blew whistles. Groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, originally based in neighboring Mali, have embedded themselves across the north and east of the country, launching regular attacks on civilians, including one in June that killed more than 130 people. Pressure has increased on President Roch Kabore to take control and end a humanitarian crisis in which violence has displaced more than a million people. A Vatican judge on Saturday ordered 10 people, including Italian Cardinal Angelo Becciu, to stand trial for alleged financial crimes, including embezzlement, money laundering, fraud, extortion, and abuse of office. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Pope Francis fired Becciu last year, who has maintained his innocence during a two-year investigation. He has become the highest-ranking Vatican-based church official to be indicted for alleged financial crimes. As per church law, the Pope personally approved the judge's decision to investigate and indict Becciu. The charges against him include embezzlement and abuse of office. Italian brokers Gianluigi Torsi and Raffaele Mincione were indicted on charges of embezzlement, fraud and money laundering. Torsi, for whom Italian magistrates issued an arrest warrant in April, was also charged with extortion. Both have denied wrongdoing.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. This is VOA News. Officials in Miami-Dade County have told family members of people missing in the rubble of a collapsed condominium building that rescue workers plan to demolish the remainder of the building on Sunday. Worries have intensified over the past week that the damaged structure could come tumbling down on its own. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said removing it will actually help rescue workers.
That will allow our rescue workers to pour all over the entire site without fear of any danger from falling debris or falling buildings.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Saturday that two more bodies were found in the rubble, bringing the number of confirmed dead to 24. The number of people who remain unaccounted for in the collapse was 124. No one has been found alive in the rubble of the building since the first hours after its collapse last week. Hurricane Elsa fell back to tropical storm force as it raced toward Haiti and the Dominican Republic Saturday, but it still threatened to unleash flooding and landslides before taking aim at Cuba and Florida. At a news conference, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the state is preparing for Elsa's arrival as early as Monday.
The impact from the storm, whether it's a strong tropical storm or a weak hurricane, will begin affecting the Florida Keys and portions of the South Florida Peninsula as early as Monday.
The storm had maximum sustained winds of 110 kilometers per hour. It had been a Category 1 hurricane earlier Saturday, but weakened during its approach to Hispaniola and Cuba, according to the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Iranian state media reported Saturday that the deputy head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, is to visit Iran for routine matters and no talks are planned. The state news agency IRNA quoted Iran's envoy Kazem Gharibabadi as saying that Massimo Aparo would visit Iran this week in line with routine safeguard activities and within the framework of a comprehensive safeguards accord. The visit comes days after diplomats complained that Iran was restricting access to its main uranium enrichment facility at Natanz. Last month, the IAEA demanded an immediate response from Tehran on whether it would extend a monitoring agreement that had expired. Iran said this week that it was yet to decide on whether to extend that deal. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.